Viter in Shas from Abakama Daf Pei. No, that's not true. Not true. Tzadi. Picking up on Pei Tesma Base was the bottom of page, about 10 lines up. Lema Takanas Usha Tanai. Let's say this Takana of Usha is a Machlokas Tanai. The Tani Chada, we have one verse that says, Avde Melug Yotzim Bashain Va'ayin Leisha. A slave that is a Melug slave goes free if they lose a tooth or an eye. By who? By the leash of the wife. The wife goes and smashes them and knocks out the tooth or eye. Rashi says, Pili, as Shino, Vesime, Asino, you know, he's out. Avalola Ish. But not if it's because of the husband. Says Rashi, Sime Bailes Ain Ha'evim. Ohipel is Shino. Loya Tilachiris, the fish in Gufo Kanavada. Because a goof is not for Ev. Lichtme Lug belongs to the wife. And just the plucking rights that belongs to him, so he could use it, but he's not able to, you know, get rid of it by doing such a thing. V'tanya idach, and another brisa says, lo le'ish v'lo le'isha. Neither one of them have a way of sending it out. She owns it, but he owns the plucking rights, so there's no way of going out from there. Savrua de kuliam and kinyan paris lav kinyan. Says Rashi, that means tarvayu hani tanai. Both of these tanaim agree. Svir lehu kinyan paris lav kinyan aguf dami. This is the reason why demand amr lo leisha lo leisha disle takanas usha. Hilkach mishum ish lo nafki the lo kani lam gufayu. The isha can't because it's not kani for guf mamish mishum isha nami lo nafki nafki da alim she avodel lemehave kinyan aguf. So my lav, is it not that they're arguing b'hakamif, that's what they're arguing over? Demand amar le'isha, the one who says that the slave goes free, if the wife goes and gives a smackdown, less late takanas usha, does not over the takanas usha. Demand amar lo le'isha le'isha, yisrael le'takanas usha. They hold of takanas usha. Oh, we find ourselves in machlokas tanayim. That is, if they're holding of takanas usha, they say that really the rights of the plucking property, the fruits, is not considered kikinyan aguf. But the Chachamim came along, and this is what Takanas Usha was, and they strengthened the ability of the husband of the Nichsim Malug of the wife to that of that they do have in ownership of the actual thing itself. So the Gemara, lo, no, the Kuliyam Yisrael Takanas Usha. Everybody holds Takanas Usha. Elakan Kodem Takana, Kan Lacha Takana. The first Bais is talking about before they had the Takana. Kan Lacha Takana was talking about after Takana. If you buy Sam, another answer is, Yidavidi Lacha Takana. Both are talking about after Takana. This is Takanas Usha. Everyone knows of it. Elo lamanta amar leisha v'lo leish mahai taima. The one that says it's for the isha, not the ish. Why would it be that you say that according to the wife gives a smack, then it goes out, not the husband? Kidrava like Rava. The amar Rava. Beep. Turn the page. Sadim enough. Hektish chametz v'shichur mafkiin midei shibud. Being marked to something, consecration, things that are consecrated, chametz and being mishachrer, emancipation, takes something out of a shibud. So the wife who goes and does such a thing, gets rid of the eved, takes off the shibud of the husband, has the power of doing such a thing. Tickle garash over here, very chashuv. Right, in fact, the Gemara, lema de Rava Tanai. Should we say that this statement Rava saying of his machukas Tanayim? And because he's only explaining the first brisa, but the second brisa says that the eved doesn't go out through what the wife does. So it seems to be that this is going against what he's saying. It's more low. The kuliyam is l'drava. Everyone agrees with drava. V'hacha almua rabbanan the shibud de baal. This is where the chachamim strengthen the husband's shibud through the idea of takanas usha, so you can't be broken through being meshacher. Okay, well, you say another answer is the kuliyama. Let's lani tonight takanas usha. Whoa, everyone says that those tanaim do not agree with usha. So the husband's lien on the eved, on his work, is the same as anyone who owns the rights to the peros of somebody belongs to somebody else. V'hacha b'kinyan peros k'kinyan aguf dami k'mifkei. What are they arguing over? Whether kinyan aperos is k'kinyan of aguf or not. Ube plukta dahani tonight. And this is like the machlok is the following machlok. It's the time of the Tanabraisa. Ha mocher avdo le'acher. If someone sells his eved kenani to someone else, who pasa kimal menasi yisham shenul shoshem yom, and he makes the deal, the one who's selling it, he says, you know that he's going to serve, but he's serving me for another 30 days. So the 30 days that I'm selling it to you, and I said, I get it for 30 days. Those 30 days, like you own him, but I own his work still. Omer, Rishon Yeshno Bedin Yom O Yomayim, Mepnei Shehu Tachtav. The first one means the original owner, the one who sold it, falls into the category of a day or two. If he goes and he smacks him down, gives him a smackdown, which ends up killing him. Rashi says, "Emi kero b'toch shloshim yom, halalu v'lo meis tachas yado ela amad yom o yomayim." He survives for a day or two. Chai eino nerag, he's not killed. D'chsev ach im yom o yomayim pasuk says. Aval sheni emi kero b'toch shloshim yom. Halalu, choy bebeis rish, bebeis rishon, eno bedin yomo yomayim v'nera galof. Afilu meis micholi ze l'sof shalosh shanim. So if I have it and you go and the one I sold it to, you give him the smackdown, you have a much longer time, even if it's a year later. The kinyan perishu, kinyan l'rishon, kinyan aguftami, v'lav d'shenihu. Back again. So rishon yesh lo bedin yomo yomayim, mepneishu tachtav, because he's still under his jurisdiction. So now the Gemara says, Kasavar Meir holds Kinyan Paris, Kikinyan Aguf Dami. Kinyan Paris is like Kinyan Aguf. Rabbi Huda Omer, Sheini Yeshno B'din Yom Yomayim, Mipnei Shu Kaspo. No, the second one is Yom Yomayim that then because he's like his Kesef. Kasavar, he holds Kinyan Paris, Lavka Kinyan Aguf Dami. It's not considered Kinyan Aguf. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shneim Yeshno B'din Yom Yomayim. He says, no, both of them have Din Yom Yomayim. Zem Mipnei Shu Tachtov, Zem Mipnei Shu Kaspo. This one because it's on his jurisdiction. It's because it's his cash money. Misab Kale Kinyan Paris. Rav Yossi doesn't know, there's a mesupak about the Kinyan Paris. Whether it's E, Kinyan Guftami, he loved Kinyan Guftami. With Suffolk Nefashos Lahakel, and we have a Suffolk Nefashos, we're Makel, and therefore both of them are going to be off the hook if that happens, right? So Rav Yossi's a mesupak, whether the original owner is considered the one who owns them now or the one who buys and considered the owner, and therefore you can't kill them. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shteyim Eino B'din Yom Yomayim, that really, both of them are not in the Din of Yom Yomayim. Zelofisha Eino Tachtav, is not under his jurisdiction. Zelofisha Eino Kasvik, it's not his money. Amar Rava, Rava says, my time, Rabbi Eliezer, what's the reason? Amar Kork says in the Pasuk, Ki Kaspo Hu, he is his property. Kaspo Miyuchad Lo, something is Miyuchad to him and not owned by anyone else alongside him. Kiman ozla hodam ramei mar ish v'isha shemarachu b'nichse milug, a husband and wife who sold nichse milug, lo asa v'loklum, they didn't do nothing, right? Because the slave doesn't totally belong to either one of them. Therefore, it doesn't work even if they sell them together. So if, let's say, one of them dies, the surviving one can take the slave back from the one who goes and buys him. Come on, who's that go like? Kirebi Eliezer, like the word of Rebbe Eliezer. Mantana lo the tanu rabbanan tanu. Right, because what was Rabbi Eliezer say? He said if a person owns the right of the peros of something, and another one owns, let's say, the keren, the actual thing itself, neither one has enough of the ownership, and Amir is going to put this idea to the case of malug, because the husband owns part and the wife owns part of also, another one is enough to be able to do the sale. Mantana lo the Torah button. Who is the author that says the following? Misha chetzi, Eved chetzi ben chorin, one who's chetzi chetzi, v'chein Eved shel shnei shotven, an Eved of two shotven, ein yotzim b'rosh yivarm shein chosin. He does not go out with the rosh yivarm that don't come back. Rashi says, Chav Dalet Hain, She ha'eved yotzi behen l'chiris per kamat kedushin. We saw that 10 fingers, 10 toes, nose, ears, and I forgot the last one. Okay, so those ones that go out for. Who is that going like? Who is it going like? Amalei Rav Mordechai L'Rav Ashi, Hachi Amrei Mishmei D'Rava. Rabbi Eliezer, it's Rabbi Eliezer. Milo Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer, say Kaspo, Hami Yuchad Lo, Hachanami Avdo, Hami Yuchad Lo, it's been ever that is Miyuchad to him. Okay, so the next Mishnah. Hatoke Alechaveiro, someone who hits his friend in the ear. Nosin Lo Sela, give him a Sela. Rabbi Mishom Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he says that money. You have to give him a money. Which is 25 times that, equivalent to 25 sela. Satro, if he smacked him, if he slapped him in the face, no salama time zuz, give him 200 zuz. Wow, that's pretty intense. Rashi says, alech in the cheek. Then you got to give him 200 zuz. No sin lo masayim zuz, I just said that. La'acha yado, if he did it with the back of his hand, then that's more embarrassing. No sin arba meos zuz, is to give him 400 zuz. Tsarim ba'azno, let's say he pulled his ear, Rashi's mashach, he pulled. Talash b'tsaro, or he pulled his hair. This is getting crazy. Rokak v'yigio bo roko, if he spit towards him and it got to him, like he hit him with the spit. Heavier talisa mimenu, he pulled his clothing off him, right? And it's all embarrassing. Para rosh, ha'isha b'shok or He uncovered the hair of a woman in the shuk. No sin la arba mio zuz. You got to pay him 400 zuz. Beep, turn the page. Tzadi amud beis. Zeh klal. This is the general rule, the general principle. Rashi's begamar mefarish kulahi o chumra. Gemara is going to explain why this is a kulah chumra. Hakol lefi kvod. Everything goes according to the honor of the person. Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Akiva, afilu aniyim she b'Yisrael, roin osam ki ilohim b'nei chorin, sheyardu melechseyim. Even, right, so we say everything goes according to the person's honor. The more honorable person is, the more embarrassing is going to be, the more you're going to have to pay. Rabbi Akiva says, even in the aniyim and Yisrael, we look at them as if they were once rich, they were b'nei chorin, and they lost their money. Shehem b'nei avim yitzik v'yakov. They're b'nei avim yitzik v'yakov. Sounds like he's being more machir than the previous one. It depends where you are. And here it's like even the poor person is very high. Okay, umaisa, story time in a mishnah. Umaisa echad shabar rosh ha'isha b'shuk is a guy who ripped off the head covering of a woman in the shuk in the marketplace. Possibly Rabbi Kiva. She came in front of Rabbi Kiva. V'chiva liter la arba me'ozuz. He was mechayev the person to go and give 400 zuz. That's what the Tanakhama said. Omar lo, the guy said, hold on a second, Rebbe, tain lizman. I got to work it out. V'nasa lozman, he gave him time. Shmara umedes al pesach chatzero. So the guy, he waited until by the entrance of her chatzer. She says, himtin lo, atzirasa umedes al pesach chatzero. He waited until he saw her there. V'shiva is a kai b'farneo bo ki iser shemen. And what did he do? He broke a jug which had an iser worth of oil that was there. Rashi shemen kono b'iser. Gil says Rosha, she uncovered her hair. She started putting her hands in the oil and putting it into her hair. She's making her hair look nice. He got witnesses to watch what's going on. And Amalo, he said to Rabbi Kiva, you only give 4 Jews to this woman? She goes down and covers her hair by herself. I obviously didn't embarrass her pulling it off. Amalo, so Amalo Rabbi Kiva, say back to him, lo, Mataklum. You said nothing, boy. Somebody goes and he causes himself some sort of wound. Even though it's not mutter from to do it, Rashi's given the first time of the Gemara and Sadi Aleph and Beis, Chin Kotzis Benetios, Ein Rashai, the Ovid Baal Tashka. So you break down some branches, whatever it is, plants, saplings, you're not allowed to do it. But Potter, a person's Potter, if they're doing such a thing. But if you have other people to come and do it to them, Chayavim, they're going to be Chayav. Even though she maybe does something to herself, but you're still going to be chayav for doing it to her. If a kotz nitiyos, if somebody cuts down the small trees, the saplings, alpha bisha in a rashai, it's not mutter, potter. A person's going to be potter. It's over an issue of bal tashkas, destroying. It's still potter. Chayim chayavim. Others say that somebody does it is going to be chayav. So even though this woman, she embarrassed herself, you did this, therefore you got to pay cash money. Rashi chayav nitiya bashana, shtei kesef kedir makonis, like we saw earlier in Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. Frak the Gemara, Ibailu. They came and asked a question, mana tsuri tanan? When we spoke of the idea that you chayav to pay a mana, what mana? It's a money tsuri from a place called Tsuri, or mana medina tanan? Or it's mana medina, right? With this we've learned in other mesechtos. And the mana tsuri is much more than mana kesef. So which one is it? Toshema da hu gavad the tukale lechavre also lekami de Rabbi Yehuda nesia. Amalei says ha Rabbi Yosef Glidi ha ana I am here and here's Rabbi Yosef Glidi have lay mana tsuri. You got to pay him mana tsuri, which is more expensive. Shema mina mana tsuri tenan. Shema mina says the Gemara. My what is that lushan? Ha ana ha Rabbi Yosef Glidi when he says I'm here and here's Rabbi Yosef Glidi. What does he mean? Ilei malchi kamerle. What is he saying to him? Ha ana de chazisach. I'm here. Here I am. Who saw you? I saw you smack this person. And here's Rabbi Yosef Glili who says that you should have to pay that amount. Zil havli manatsuri. So go give him that. Can't be. Lamimer de aid nasadayin. What do you want to say? Then aid. Someone who's a witness. He can be a judge. For himself, Tanya went to the Brisa, Sanhedrin, Shiro, Echad, Torik, Nefesh. You know, the Sanhedrin themselves, they go and they see someone kill someone, you know, right next to them. Miksas and Asu Edom, part of them should become Edom, and Miksas and Asu Dayanim, and some of them become Dayanim. So you don't have an aid and a Dayan that are the same thing. Divrei B'tar from Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Kulam Edom Haim, all of them are Edom because he saw it. Vain Edom Asu Dayan, an aid can't become a Dayan. Atkan Lokam Rabbi Tarfin, Elodim, Miksas and Asu Edom, Miksas and Asu Dayan. Even according to Rabbi Tarfin, who says that you can split up, you have to split up in such a way. But, Aval Aid Nasadayan Lokama. We don't say an aid can be a dayan. So what's going on over here? Behudin Nasir is saying that he can be a dayan over even though he was an aid. Kitanyai, what is that talking about? They saw this thing happen in the nighttime, when they weren't able to be to judge a case. Famous, well-known Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Shout out to JT. The Rosh Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that lote shmir gadol miriya. It can't be that seeing, that hearing is greater than seeing. If a judge himself goes and see it, he can testify on that type of thing and actually just judge it. But that's only if it was during the day at a time that Beis Din is actually able to go ahead and don a case. But if they see it's night, you're not able to do such a thing. And that's what we're going to say, that they saw this thing happening at night. And therefore, they weren't able to be judges. And therefore, they have to wait until the morning to go and do it. But at the time that they didn't see it, they need to hear it from someone who actually saw it. So that's the case that we're talking about over here. Some of the judges, therefore, can go and testify about what happened in front of others. And then they can't actually judge it itself because an aid can't be a dayan. Bada bing, bada bang. Says so another answer by Isaima, Haki Kamarle. This is what the Rehuni Seal was saying. Ha anah disfirli Rabbi Yossi Aglili. I hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Meaning, here I am, and here's Yossi Aglili. The Amar Manatsuri, that we say that it's a Manatsuri. The Ha Sadi, the Masadi. And here are the witnesses that they testify. Zil Havle Manatsuri. Right, so go give a manatsuri. So he wasn't an aide. He was just being a judge over there. Says the Gemara. B'sav Rabbi Kiva, they ain't aide nesedayin. Is it really true? Does Rabbi Kiva not hold that aide is not sedayin? V'otanya, we learned in a brisa. V'hika ish is re'eo be'evan be'ekrof. Let's say the Torah says two men are fighting and one punches him with a stone or with his fist. Shimon Timni says, Ma egrof miyuchad shemasel eidav le'edim. Just like a fist is clear that it's given over, that you could check it and investigate it, right, to the witnesses, to the court, they can go check it out. Af kol shemasel eidav le'edim. Anything, so to anything, can only be judged if that weapon that was used is there to be investigated by the courts and by the witnesses. This is excluding where it was lost, where the Edom don't have this weapon anymore. They didn't see it. Even the Beis Din, the Edom saw, because we need Umdom, we have to be evaluated. Right, you want to say, okay, even if you go and bring the weapon over here, what, did they hit him in front of Beis Din? Showed him kamaiko. He knew how many times he hit him, v'amoiko, and what area he hit him, imal shoko, shoko, that's cool. Tzipor nafsho, on his chocolate, just kidding, on his leg, or on his tzipor nafsho, which is, Rashi says, tenuch shekeneged alev, the area next to the heart. V'nochu l'chabam shon, it's easy to go out and to smash there. Okay, that's great advice. V'od, harich tzedachav v'zachavir merushagak, someone pushes up his friend from the top of a roof, from merushabira, the top of a tower. Amazing, the guy dies. Bezin hochon leitzabira. You're saying Bezin's going to go over there? They're going to tell him to go out there? Rashi says, b'tamiya v'chia triach akasav Bezin, let's say, smilisha meliros, let's say, have to go out and investigate. Albira holechas etzel Bezin, or do you bring the tower to Bezin? V'od, and furthermore, even if you want to say that, let's say they would go out over there to see what's going on. Im Nafla, if the tower fell, and they're able to check it out. Chozer Baneh, which is, you rebuild it? It can't be, right? So what do? We're going with the Eidus over here. Ella, so what's it telling you? Ma'agraf miyuchad shu masal Eidim, just like a fist is clear, it's something miyuchad, that it's able to be given to the witnesses. Af kol shu masal Eidim, so to anything that can be judged, the only time you can judge it is if it's available there, the witness have to see it. The witnesses, ma egrof miyuchad shu masal eidim, avkol shu masal le'edim, have to be able to see it and be able to describe it. Pratach shiyasa evin mitachas yadu shalmaka, excluding a case where the stone that was used was lost, meaning it was lost immediately and they weren't able to check it out. Potter, in that case, the guy's going to be off the hook. Oh, crazy situation there. Now, Katani Mias, at the end of the day, what do we say? Amar Rabbi Akiva, v'chi b'fnei Beis Din iko, did they do it in front of Beis Din? Shiyodom kamiko, they say how much? Ha iko b'fneihem. That implies he called if they did in front of them. Ain't nasadayin. Whoa! So he said, "Rabbi Kiva does hold the nasadayin." Says, "No, the devar Rabbi Shimon Atimni Kamar." Rabbi Kiva is just saying in the world of Rabbi Shimon Atimni, v'lei losvilei. But he himself doesn't actually hold such a thing. He was just challenging him on that idea. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.